In the space of one lifetime, the United States was converted from a place where human variety had ample room to display itself into a laboratory of virtual orthodoxy, a process concealed by dogged survival of the mythology of independence. The cowboy and frontiersman continued as film icons until 1970, living ghosts of some collective national inspiration. But both died, in fact, shortly after Italian immigration began in earnest in the 1880s. The crucial years for the hardening of our national arteries were those between 1845 and 1920, the immigration years. Something subtler than Anglo-Saxon revulsion against Celt, Latin, and Slav was at work in that period. A utopian ideal of society as an orderly social hive had been transmitting itself continuously through small elite bodies of men since the time of classical Egypt. New England had been the New World proving ground of this idea. Now New England was to take advantage of the chaotic period of heavy immigration and the opportunity of mass regimentation afforded by civil war to establish this form of total state. The plan advanced in barely perceptible stages, each new increment making it more difficult for individual families to follow an independent plan. Ultimately, in the second and third decades of the 20th century, decades which gave us Adolf Hitler, prohibition, mass IQ testing of an entire student population, junior high schools, raccoon coats, Rudy Valley, and worldwide depression, room to breathe in a personal, peculiar, idiosyncratic way just ran out. It was the end of Thomas Jefferson's dream, the final betrayal of democratic promise in the last new world on the planet. When you consider how bizarre and implausible much of the conformist machinery put in place during this critical period really was, and especially how long and successfully all sorts of people resisted this kind of encroachment on fundamental liberty, it becomes clear that to understand things like universal medical policing, income tax, national banking systems, secret police, standing armies and navies which demand constant tribute, universal military training, standardized national examinations, the cult of intelligence tests, compulsory education, the organization of colleges around a scheme called research, which makes teaching an unpleasant inconvenience, the secularization of religion, the rise of specialist professional monopolies sanctioned by their state, and all the rest of the, quote, progress made in these 75 years. You have to find reasons to explain them. Why then? Who made it happen? What was the point?